I first met Brianna and Matt at a cantina in Guadalajara, Mexico. It was 2001, back in those dark days when I made my living smuggling counterfeit Pokemon plushies into the States. I was feeling pretty pleased with myself, having just scored a crate of Butterfreeze with a street value of $700 million. My contact, a former XFL tailback named He Disparaged Me, was late. And to keep my nerves steady, I was hitting the Zima pretty hard. The cantina had a singer, a smoldering dirty blonde in a striped fur bikini who did the most amazing rendition of Mambo No. 5 I'd ever heard. That was Brianna. I guess I was watching her a little too closely because I felt a hand grab my shoulder. Edgy and buzzed as I was, I turned around swinging, but the man's reflexes were lightning. He ducked my clumsy roundhouse and threw me against the bar with just the power of a dirty look. And I learned right away that few men can stand up to the full force of Matt's expression of stern admonishment. Well, after that, the three of us teamed up, acting as mercenary defenders of oppressed peoples. For a while, it seemed that every week we would save another village from a local crime boss, using non-lethal tactics which relied heavily on the power of embarrassment and the hurling of native agricultural products. Matt was the expert in plantains, and I had cabbages. Yet, we both stood in awe of what Brianna could do with her melons. Our international exploits would indeed be a tale long in the telling. Matt would be embarrassed that I'm saying this, but he pulled my wounded ass out of a firefight in Eritrea by grabbing my bootlaces in his teeth and dragging me back to the chopper. It wasn't until we were in the air that I looked on the floor of the Huey. "Hey, Matt," I said, "isn't that your pancreas?" He smiled sheepishly. "Yeah, guess I'll be needing that." We put it into a Gladlock bag until Brianna landed us safely in Addis Ababa, where doctors reattached it in a 7-hour operation. To this day, Matt still has trouble producing certain digestive enzymes, but you'll never hear him complain. That's the kind of man he is. So, it should be no wonder that I'll come to their aid at a time like this. Hell, I would jump on a bullet for those two people. In addition to all they've done for me personally, what they've given to webcomics has simply been above the call of sanity. Ask any webcomics creator at Kineticon 2005. Beyond just the hotel rooms, the booth space, the panel times, the airfare, the limousines, the bouncers to keep back the paparazzi, the hookers, the Peruvian flake, the bowls of green M&Ms, the tiny Asian servant girls with their feet tightly bound, Kineticon 2005 gave us all something absolutely priceless. A rock-solid alibi in the Scott Kurtz spitting incident.